Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa and America. We're back in the open.
Hello, everybody.
Today, we're going to talk about why is it hard to be proud?
And it kind of aligns with all the stuff we've been talking about. This just popped into my brain today.
We also toyed with, is it good to be proud? Which gets to, you know, am I being arrogant or confident? But that's not what we're going to talk about, because we're really focusing in on when you're stuck in a mental health challenge or just feeling really down. Like, it just, what is that that happens that we can't celebrate our accomplishments? And what does that do to our own recovery process, right?
Yes, totally. Okay.
So let's start with you just telling me why this popped in your brain.
Generally, I think it's very easy to like ride the negative train and be like, I haven't done anything. I haven't accomplished anything. So, and we've talked a little bit about that in the past. So then today I was just like, why can't people just celebrate like the itty bitty things that's what I'm calling the itty bitty kind of accomplishments that for others in the outside world be like, okay, so you cleaned your house, big deal. And it's like, what? That's a humongous deal in my world. It's like an earthquake, but it doesn't even register for some, you know? So that's what I was thinking about.
That's awesome, because I think it's something specific to mental illnesses or even other chronic conditions, where if people don't live in your shoes, they don't know how big an accomplishment is that I showered.
Right.
Or I brushed my hair, or I brushed my teeth. And I think social media has changed that a little bit, right? Like, I feel like I see more videos of people posting that they were like, oh, I cleaned my room today. Let me show you a before and after, and getting lots of like, good job. Like, that is so awesome. And I feel like in the last 2 years, seeing more videos of people being willing to post that stuff makes me feel like less scared.
Yeah.
And also less gaslit about how hard mental illnesses are.
It's a driver for creating some positive kind of energy around small changes. Mm-hmm. I keep calling them small changes, but I'm just going to say changes, because in the end, they really do register differently for each person. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes you do get stuck in this place. It's like, well, it's not going to mean anything to anybody. Like, if I would tell them this thing, like, it's not a big deal. But it's a humongous deal for me. Like, if it's important in some way to my recovery and my well-being, like, you should totally celebrate it, dude. And it's not about you being like, oh, I've done this thing, you know? No, man. It's not about arrogance. It's not about confidence. It's about giving you enough gold stars to feel empowered to continue to do it and be like, hells yeah, man, I pulled that off.
Yeah. And it is a big deal. Like, it sucks that people don't realize it's a big deal, but we know it's a big deal because we know that you basically existed in a time period where your brain was literally trying to kill you.
Yeah.
People who don't struggle with their brains like that, they don't know what that's like. Their brain literally isn't trying to kill them.
I chalk it up to this idea of what the world is telling us has to happen in our lives, and that this whole idea of what we really latch onto, this idea of expectations, right? Whatever's out there, our lives are supposed to look like that. We're supposed to exist in this kind of box that is, this is what your life is going to be, you know? And when you work out of those spaces, it can be very jarring for people, because it's not, I'm going to put in quotes, you know, air quotes, normal. And it's like, but it feels good to me. Like, this is a good space for me. In some spaces, you know, like people, when they're in a relationship or whatever, they talk about getting married, and others are like, nah, I'm never getting married. That's not a thing that I want. And when you mention that to people, they're like, what? What do you mean? Or you're never going to have children, or you never want to go to college, you know, all of these things. You're like, it's okay.
There are so many societal expectations even around being proud. And I think that's why it's a double whammy, because your brain is like, oh, you shouldn't be proud because you're nothing. Like, oh, you're proud because you cleaned up your room. So your brain is telling you that. And then society basically communicates to you, like, you shouldn't be proud of anything unless you're an NBA player. I don't know what, who gets to be proud?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, like, does she get to be proud?
That's a very interesting question, Teresa. Like, who gets to be proud? Why do we allow certain people to feel like they can go out and be like, here's this humongous firework, look at what I've done. And others are like, no, your story isn't valid and important enough.
So a society one that always gets to me is when, you know, when like you're a football player and you have a touchdown and like they always write about this, right? I don't know enough about the sports balls to know what I'm talking about. I just know this one thing, which is like dudes get to go all out, do flips, throw the ball, bah, you know, like, bah, I'm the best. But then if a woman does it, it's like, oh, that's poor sportsmanship or some crap like that. Is that happening? Is that real?
I've seen that. Did I make that up? Like when they're playing soccer, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, something is happening here where society is communicating something to me about my place in the world and how I should celebrate my accomplishments. And I think that people with mental illnesses, like, we get a lot of those messages all the time.
God, you know what it makes me think of? I'm part of a group of like online group of women that are exploring getting like higher level degrees, master's, doctorates, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so there's this question that is consistently in front of us. It's like, you can choose to have like a life and a family and, you know, a career, or it's the other, right? Like you completely just focus on your career. Mm-hmm. What they celebrate in that space, right? One is, like if somebody gets a degree, it's like, hells yeah, you got this degree, you're rocking, you know? But then on the other side, if it's like a baby, you know, you're going to have a baby or whatever, it's like, oh my God. But there's more like excitement and celebration around a child. But it's like, I've worked my butt off to get this degree. Like it's labor intensive.
In your group?
Yes.
In your group for professional women, they're celebrating childbearing more than they celebrate
PhD baby? No, they're celebrating the PhD baby compared to other spaces where the thing that's celebrated is the baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. So society basically tells us, yes, that we should only be proud if we're baby making, which, yeah, it really is a mind suck. And so much of feeling proud of your accomplishments is really tied to how much your brain is trying to kill you.
Yeah, man.
In that moment, like when you're in the deep, dark space, being proud feels like the furthest thing you can think of. And that's why it's like one of those things in your toolbox that when you can start to feel that way again, it's a good sign that your brain has rolled back on trying to kill you.
Do you think that there's anything tied to this idea of being proud or celebrating your accomplishments where you've never been given the space to celebrate it, so you don't even really recognize it?
Ooh, yes. So the first couple times in and out of bouts of stuff, I felt a lot of pressure to return to normality, right? Like mm-hmm. I did not celebrate feeling proud of my recovery journey as like a thing at all. I just was like, well, this is my duty. I'm supposed to just pick up and be fine. And yeah, then the next time it happens, you just set yourself up for not being as aware of what gives you strength. I think that's the thing, right? And then it's so convoluted where like being proud feels like something in our minds that we're supposed to be ashamed of because of the societal pressure that we don't do it. And then what we set ourselves up for is not knowing enough about what keeps us strong.
Yeah, it's like a cycle that we're inevitably creating because our brains, they really are fighting against it's fighting against itself and our well-being, right? To just be like, oh, it's okay. You did it. You put on your shoes today. Yeah, you rocked it, you know, like, and those little things, I think, become the stepping stones to be like, yeah, dude, I did this yesterday. I can do this today.
Yeah.
And help as measurement tools, right?
Whoa, you just reminded me something. The nature of the way I self-talk has changed over time. And it's tied to pride about these accomplishments.
Nice.
So you know, like 20 years ago, I sounded just like you said. You put on your shoes. What's next? Brush your damn teeth. What's next? Take off your clothes.
Yeah.
Like zero celebration in there. Whereas now it's like, you got out of bed. Awesome. That was a lot of work. You know, so like the way I'm talking to myself, because I allow myself a space for pride and reward, it really reinforces now versus being super procedural about it or like not even giving myself that space. Like, I didn't even think I realized that.
That's interesting. That's structure that you've created.
Same with anxiety brain. Like something I've started to practice is like, I still like spill out my words and say whatever comes to my mind because I literally can't. There must be some like brain thing that I literally can't word vomit. But when I do, I come back to myself and I reorient myself to take care of myself. I'm like, don't worry. It's your anxiety brain. I do more self-talk to just like fight the urge to down-talk. I didn't used to do that. I used to just move on. Yeah.
I do the same thing, and I think that's definitely a learned practice too. What also is, I think, something that I've done is, one, I don't tell people about stuff. I really don't, because then it turns into a conversation, and this isn't a conversation with anybody else, because the accomplishments or whatever, I need to first accept them to then be like, hey, I did this.
Yeah. And yet that is like so meaningful. I was about to vomit when you're like, oh, I don't tell anybody out loud my accomplishments, because that also is so laden with big feelings. Immediately upon you saying I should be sharing out loud my accomplishments, I feel immediate shame.
Yeah.
Sharing your accomplishments out loud, like, oh, I'm going to tell my partner I got out of bed, even though they can see me get out of bed, is so dumb, because you should be freaking celebrating that from the rooftops with the people you care about the most. But our brains and society has told you that doing so is bad for some reason. You know, why do I feel shame?
I can tell you why I feel shame.
Okay, tell me, why do you feel shame?
When I'm embarking on a new thing or something that may be somewhat challenging to my experience, there is a probability of failure. So then it's like, if I tell you I'm going to go and do this thing, and then you're like, how'd it go? And I'll be like, yeah, it didn't work right. You know, like that's kind of tied to it. But what I have learned along my journey is to be able to be like, it's all right. I will tell you once I've been able to get to a certain level, be like, I tested it against myself because I'm going to be the hardest person on me. And that's when I'm ready to accept whatever comes at me from somebody else.
Gotcha. So like, no, you've dealt with it enough in yourself that when you share it with other people, you know, I'm good. So failure or success, I'm good. I'm stable.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you're right, because the voice in my head, when I think about sharing something, if I play this out, right, like role play, I'm like, hey, G, I took a shower today. I tell a lot of people I shower today. But my brain sometimes, with people closest to me, will then immediately go, he's thinking, great, you should be showering every day, or, well, great, now can you get to that pile of stinking clothes, or can you, like, great, good job for you. Do you want a cookie? Because there's a lot of other crap right in front of us you need to do, or whatever. That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
Like, I have to have, like, a confession moment. Like, celebrating out loud my accomplishments is, like, I'm at zero. That's why I had that emotional negative reaction when you're like, oh, let's talk about doing it out loud. And when I see people who post that stuff online, I'm just like,
wow, oh, yeah, no, I can't do that.
That's so cool that they did that. Would I do that? No, because I haven't worked through that crap yet.
Yeah, no.
I'm not there. I got a lot of stuff to work out.
I have known people that do it, that share online to really function as an indicator and an accountability buddy, like you call it, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm posting this here because you're all going to be able to call me out on it. But see, I take a little bit of reservation on that, because does your opinion really matter of me? Not really. You know? So
yeah,
the place where the opinions matter are like with my people. So what yeah. I've been able to do now is like, I will tell people, I'll be like, yeah, dude, I did this thing. Check it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, cool. And they know not to be like, yeah, you know, like freak out, because it's like, nah, stay cool, because something happens in my brain. If you like go overboard, I'm like, what's wrong? Why are you acting this way?
See, that's so interesting, because I would probably tell my people, I never share something that I'm proud of. So if I shared something that I'm proud of, it must be because I'm very proud of it. And I want you to give me all of the, like, all of the affirmation. Like, yeah, give it to me, because I'm ready to take it in this moment. You know,
that's interesting. It's
like, I never say I'm proud. So this is a thing I'm actually proud about. I'm gonna share it. And I just need you to like, just fill me with all that love and support.
Yeah.
And then it begs the question of like, well, why aren't you celebrating the small stuff that you should be proud of, that you, because I don't give them the opportunity to give me the accolades for big things and small things. This is what my husband would say. He's like, he would be like, you cut me out of your life, because whatever is you're doing in your brain, you cut me out. You don't let me live with you in this way.
Man, I have said that to my partner.
I know. But in my head, I'm just like, but you don't know what I'm battling inside my head. Like, yes. Before it gets to you, I have like 10 ninja people I have to fight off.
Yes.
To convince myself that when I tell this to you, that I'm not a bad person, and that you're going to love me and not think that I'm arrogant, or that I should be doing all these other things that I'm neglecting, or whatever, all the million ninja people that I'm battling. And like, he doesn't get that, right? And then it's so painful, because I can see it. I can see how painful it is for my existence that I haven't done this thing.
Sometimes I've encountered situations where, I forget what the word is in Spanish, but it's not like you guys are going to be able to understand it if I say it in Spanish anyways. But it's like, maybe like a little bit like cocky, like that's, mm-hmm. that's the, the frame. Be like, well, I did this, you know, check it. I did it, you know, and they'd be mm-hmm. like, well, why are you going to put it out in everybody's face? You know? And it's like,
oh,
what do you mean, man? Like, this is a humongous thing.
Yeah.
You know? So I think there are different spaces depending on who you have around you, your support system, even the lack of support system, that really has to come from you on the, you know, and you work on that, tied to self-esteem, tied to you recognizing your power to just be like, I've done this thing. I'm not going to tell anybody, but I know I did it.
And that's the truest thing that we've come to today in our conversation. Like, that really resonates with me, which is that why is it so hard to be proud is because of our own internal processes. It's my fear. It's whatever I'm thinking that's stopping me from being proud. And it's important for me to take time to really unpack that, to see how it's a barrier in my life if I want to get better, right? And it has to start with you. So like, yes, there are societal things. We'll all address that together as a collective. But I have to spend time asking why I feel ashamed to tell my husband that I'm really proud that I put on new underwear.
I'm thinking if I shared something recently that I'm proud of. Well, I mean, I didn't share it, but I mean, it was evident because I've been like working out, and then I was like super sweaty. I was like, look it.
Oh, damn.
You know,
that's funny because, yeah, I do really want to share about my workout goals. And I feel like I am most resistant to sharing if I was proud that I went for a run.
Oh, man.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, why? Why that, as opposed to, I feel less shame about changing my underwear than I do about exercising.
That is interesting. Is that
because I have less practice with it being proud of exercise goals? I don't know. I think it's because my husband is such a good runner.
Mm.
Whereas like he doesn't worry about changing his underwear or whatever. He also like knows about my mental health problems or whatever. But exercise goals, he's like, he's on it, you know?
Yeah.
So then the difference between where I'm at versus where he's at, like it's harder for me to talk to him about it because then I'm like, oh, you're on it.
No, no. I totally get what you're saying because, you know, I was thinking about the post that I was telling you earlier. It's fitness related, right? Where you're like, I started at this weight and I'm ending at this weight. And then people are like, I need to see people like me to see that it actually works, you know? And it's like, all right, cool. Here's pictures, you know? But I think it ties to what you're saying. It's like you're measuring yourself against his abilities, you know? And you're like, yeah, I'm not there. And my walking a mile is not compared to your 5K that you did on Saturday. But it's like, hey, I walked a mile. I haven't done that in a year, you know? Yeah.
So it's tied to our expectations of what that person is, how that person is also going to respond to what we're proud of.
Yes.
So I have to think through like, why don't I share? And then I have to think through what do I think that person is going to give me and be prepared for the best or the worst, you know? And that's where your confidence thing where you're like, well, I know I just feel proud and it doesn't matter if this person gives me accolades or not. Like I know I'm personally proud and that's more important than whatever they give back at me, which I say that, but let's just acknowledge how big that is. Like really being, humongous to be able to get to the point where you say, no matter what happens that comes back at me, I am personally proud is big.
Yeah, I think today's word for me is humongous. I'm going to just say huge. It's huge.
Huge. Huge.
I think it's one of the biggest deals around all of this conversation to be able to say to yourself, I'm good. I set out to do this thing. I've done it. And if it's something that is to the rest of the world very small, to me, it is a major step in me trying to do better for myself.
Final thoughts?
I would share what I'm doing, but I won't. No, my final thought would be, you know, just think about what we've said. Are you able to really be proud and celebrate your accomplishments in a way that is meaningful to you? And if you can't, why?
Yeah. We don't spend enough time thinking about what makes us proud and why it's hard to share about what makes us proud because we're spending all that time thinking about why we suck.
Yeah.
So I realize I have a lot of work to do, but it's good. It feels like this feels more closely to what I can accept as doing like positive thinking and reframing than what we normally hear. People are like, you're awesome, you're worthwhile, you know? Like this feels closer to meaningful work about how to flip the script, evaluate why I should be proud, what am I proud of, what should I share, how do I share it, who do I share it with, and celebrate all of the incremental, small, itty-bitty things all the way to the big things.
Yeah, dude.
Great job, us.
Super proud.
You know, it's interesting because I feel endorphins and I feel dopamine. I feel like I feel it as much as I feel fear. And I'm just like, okay, I'm attending to like I feel these two competing feelings right now. And that is what it feels like. But it's really, really good because I normally just feel fear.
I think it's a great feeling. Embrace it completely.
I think you also recognize that it feels foreign. Like when you have a new feeling that you're not used to, your body wants to reject it. And that, and you're like, oh, this is what it feels to feel good. How do I allow myself to stay in this space? And that is itself a practice. So you're like, accept it, bathe in it.
All right.
It's weird, but it's good.
All right, people, we're going to talk to you next week. Check you later.
Check you later. Bye.